Can you start by telling us a little about yourself?
I've lived in Macomb for 30 years, local businessman, retired Army Reserve colonel, active in local politics, and care about what happens locally.
You're completing your first term on the city council?
That's correct.
Why are you running for another term?
Working with Mike Inman as the mayor has been a joy here the last 2 years, and we've gotten a lot done. And I have the time, I have the inclination, I think another term we could get a lot more done. We went on a trip to Jacksonville, Quincy, and Rushville, and I was a little stunned by how parochial we were, how advanced they were, and how myopic we've been, and we need to catch up with them. We need to have some vision, and but do it smartly.
And you're talking about the downtowns.
Yes.
So, and the streets around the square will be redone in a couple years.
Yes.
What else would you like to see included in that project? I guess, what sort of vision do you have for the square?
I have seen one plan that dated from 1975 that just made a lot of sense to me. Wider sidewalks, a little less parking on the square, a different parking pattern, and wider sidewalks which would facilitate sidewalk cafes, merchants having their wares out on the street, opening it up quite a bit more than what it is right now. And we could use new sidewalks. We definitely need new streets in and around the square.
1975, any idea? Who did that plan?
I believe it came out of the University of Illinois.
Okay. What do you think is the biggest challenge facing the city?
Taking care of what we got on hand right now and coming up with a vision that we can afford in the future. Quite frankly, our revenue streams are fairly flat. However, the cost of doing business is going up. Cost of goods goes up, cost of labor goes up, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we have to do things intelligently, smartly. About the only real solution is to get some outside business come in here, increase business so we can increase jobs. And we can increase sales tax opportunities, but there's a real thin line between to what extent government should get involved and could get involved, but we need to be recruiting businesses.
How do you do that?
Well, we pay people to do that. We have Mateco. Mike Inman is out there beating the bushes. I think we never say no. We always listen. And just what somebody has to bring to the table, and hope that they'll come here.
What are you thinking of? What type of businesses does Macomb need?
I'll take anything in the entire gamut, from service to manufacturing to whatever, short of adult bookstores. I don't think we can be selective. It's a different dynamic than it was 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. And jobs are jobs these days.
You mentioned the mayor and Mateco are trying to pursue some of these opportunities. Is there a role that aldermen would play in trying to attract jobs?
It eventually comes to us. I think I would be a little hesitant as an alderman to get directly involved in that, simply because you can have too many coaches. And certainly Kim Pierce with Mateco and Mayor Inman have access to a lot more resources than we do, have a lot more knowledge about the programs that are available than we do, and they're more attuned to listening to what a potential employer has, wants, needs. And I would rather run that by one or two people who are qualified, competent, than five or six or seven or eight on the council with different opinions, et cetera.
Is there a particular type of business you'd like to see come to the square?
No. I've been on the square for 20 years plus, and there's room for just about anybody and everybody. Like I say, I don't think we can afford to be selective these days.
And there is room on the square, too, isn't there?
Absolutely.
In terms of empty storefronts?
Yes.
I know at one time you were keeping tabs on that. Do you know how many empty storefronts there are?
Of late, I haven't tracked that. The last number I heard from a fairly reliable source is 20 to 22 buildings in and around the square, the Historic Preservation District. We did hear of a we've had a couple proposals come forward about rental assistance for businesses. Not sure. We're in the beginning stages of that discussion. Apparently, one of the other cities, Pontiac, is doing this, and they have a 1% vacancy. But putting tax dollars into to a business rent is not. It's a subsidy that I'm not sure I can entirely support.
Just so I understand, what has Pontiac done? They've bought buildings and then they rent them out to businesses?
No, apparently they enter into agreements with businesses that will locate in whatever area they're trying to fill, that they will help pay their rent for a specific period of time, a year, 2 years, something like that, help them get started.
Okay. Early on, you mentioned the trip to Rushville, Jacksonville, and Quincy to look at their downtowns. Is there a particular idea you got out of that you'd like to see implemented in Macomb?
Oh, there are some ideas, but Spice Park in Quincy. I'd love to see a Spice Park in Chandler Park. My wife and I have been to Quincy several times in the summer, and I'm amazed at what happens on Friday and Saturday night downtown on the square. I mean, there are families down there. Kids are playing in the Spice Park. There are sidewalk cafes. One of our favorite places, a place called Griff's, and you can have corned beef, cabbage, and a nice stout outside. And I think some of those things could be exported here. But then again, I'm sure we have people who have ideas that need to be incorporated too.
How do you go about getting those ideas?
Something we're not very good at. We need to solicit input from the public. Oftentimes, my opinion only, is that we as the powers to be have our own opinion, and we don't solicit enough input from the people that we impact.
So what's your idea for trying to solicit more?
We talked about downtown development earlier. We're about to hire somebody to begin that project. And very, very early on, I would like to see some meeting scheduled with the chamber members, anybody else who's interested or involved in what they want to see in downtown square. We have a picture from 1975, but not everybody may like that concept. So, and I don't want to ram anything down anybody's throat. So here is a solution. What do you like about it? What don't you like about it? And how can we change it to make it more amenable? So,
Someone I know who's fairly new to town told me there seems to be a lack of curbs and sidewalks in Macomb, which makes the town look run down. How do you respond to that?
I agree. We've had a certain amount of funds in the sidewalk kitty, as it were, for quite a while. And essentially, we entered into an agreement with residents who want to replace their sidewalks. We'll fund up to a certain point. But some of the curbs in the older parts of town that are non-existent, we understand that. And that's all a function of money. And concrete is, and labor for concrete is very, very expensive. And we passed a tax incentive, which I was not an advocate when it passed, when I was not on the council, the half-cent sales tax increase. But I'll tell you, if we did not have that, we would not be able to do all these street projects we've got coming up in the next 2 or 3 years. And it's just a function of money. Again, my opinion, I think previous administrations over the last 20, 30 years didn't do a lot to improve infrastructure. It's a Band-Aid approach. And that works to a point. But with infrastructure, you have to be able to replace that within a specified time. I flew aircraft in the military that were 30 years old. I had no problem flying because we had a tremendous preventive maintenance program, and we changed out components at a certain point in time. But you're going to have to replace at some point in time all your water, all your sewer. And that's a very, very expensive project.
Is that something the city's going to have to stay on top of now and continue to work on for the foreseeable future?
Yes. Philosophically, I would like to say that I'd like to have a set aside kitty of money that did nothing but for that. We don't have those funds right now politically. We couldn't go to the citizens of Macomb. So we need more money to do these things that you want us to do. They'll look at us cross-eyed, you know. All I can say about that is that the city of Macomb does a very, very good job of looking after taxpayer dollars, unlike the state and the federal guys. We don't operate in the red. We don't make promises we can't fulfill. We're not selling hope. We're down here where the metal meets the wheel meets the road, and we have to deal with everyday realities. So, and I think we do a pretty good job of that.
Some of the housing stock in town looks run down too. Is there anything the city can do about that?
Well, we are doing something about that. We have the Fixer Flatten program. Been in existence a very short time and paid big dividends already. And I think we've 12 or 16 houses, something like that. And we have another list or two of potential candidates. Removing some of those eyesores are one thing. And hopefully what we'll do is once those eyesores are gone, somebody will buy that lot and do something with it, like build another house. We just recently sold 30-plus properties that the city had at very, very reasonable prices, about $10 for a lot, you know, and put them back on the tax rolls, and somebody's going to do something with those lots now. So we have the Fixer Flatten program. Beyond that, as far as rental properties, we have the rental inspection program, which essentially ensures safety and health, life safety and health. Beyond that, we do have, believe it or not, we have a rehab program, funds available in a rehab program so the homeowner can get a low-interest loan. But that hasn't been used in can't tell you how long. And I'm the guy who kind of does the city auditing, and that file's been empty ever since I've been looking at it.
You think the city needs to do more to maybe publicize that?
Oh, we publicize it. We have publicized it, but for whatever reason, people just don't come forward.
Do you think there's a good relationship between the city and the university?
Yes, I do. I know Dr. Thomas, he's a customer at my store. I know Mike Inman. They're in this for the long haul, for the long term, and I admire both men tremendously, and they have to deal with different entities their own ways before they deal across the aisle with each other, but I'm very, very pleased about the way it goes. Didn't say it was a perfect marriage, but it works out pretty well.
If it's not perfect, is there something you'd like to see improved?
No, I trust those two guys to work it out. It's an issue-by-issue thing. It's an issue-by-issue. But what they don't say is, trust me. They're willing to sit down at a table, talk it out, sit down and talk it out and work it out.
Why should someone vote for you?
Well, I vote for integrity. I vote for issues. I'm a fiscal conservative. I try to do minimalistic government, per se. When you look at the growth of our state and federal governments, it's mind-boggling. It's not sustainable. Have some vision. I want Macomb to be a better place 4 years now than it is today. I'm a team player, and I guess that's about it.
All right, that is it. Okay. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Rich.